Welcome to Season 4 of the Atlanta Opera's Blink Opera Podcast. I'm soprano Kirsten Piper Brown.
And I'm soprano Kelly Caduce. And we are performing the role of Wendy Torrance in composer Paul Moravec and librettist Mark Campbell's operatic adaptation of Stephen King's iconic 1977 thriller, The Shining.
And we are thrilled to be your host for this week's episode.
About The Shining. I was in the world premiere in 2016, done by Minnesota Opera. Minnesota Opera has always had a long tradition of doing new works, and Dale Johnson was the head of the opera at the time, and he had a relationship with director Eric Simonson, who also works in Hollywood. And they were tossing around ideas for an opera, and they decided that the genre of horror had yet to be done. So they came up with the idea for The Shining.
So another fun fact is that Stephen King did not particularly care for the Stanley Kubrick 1980 film. He said, "I think The Shining is a beautiful film and it looks terrific. It's like a big, beautiful Cadillac with no engine inside." He also said the movie has no heart. There's no center to the picture. "I wrote the book as a tragedy, and if it was a tragedy, it was because all the people loved each other. Here it seems there's no tragedy because there's nothing to be lost." So those are Stephen King's words. Mark Campbell, who is a librettist of The Shining, his version is decidedly based on the book and not the film. Campbell said, "I'm a fan of the movie, but the movie is not operatic at all. There's no journey of any character. So I went back and read the novel and thought, this is a very exciting idea for an opera." The Shining takes place in and around the Overlook Hotel, Colorado, late September to November 1975. Let's dive into the story.
Jack Torrance, his wife Wendy, and their son Danny arrive at the Overlook Hotel in the remote Colorado Rockies. They're excited for their new job as a winter caretaker and hope it will bring their family closer together. Jack is also eager to finish his play.
Stuart Ullman, the general manager, gives them a tour of the hotel, boasting about its famous guests. They meet the hotel cook, Dick Halloran, who senses that Danny has a special ability called the Shining.
Ullman privately expresses his concerns about Jack's past, including physical abuse and alcoholism. Jack assures him that he has overcome those issues.
Bill Watson takes Jack to the basement to show him the boiler and share some stories about the hotel's dark history, including a previous caretaker who killed his family and another guest who committed suicide.
Meanwhile, outside the hotel, Halloran confides in Danny about his own Shining abilities and encourages him to call out if they are in trouble.
As Ullman, Watson, and Halloran bid farewell to the Torrance family, they are left alone on the porch of the Overlook.
Weeks later, Wendy reads Treasure Island to Danny while Jack works on his play. Danny is briefly trapped in the bathroom and appears traumatized when he escapes, claiming to have had dark visions. Wendy reveals that Jack once hurt Danny, and she decides to take him to the doctor the next day.
Wendy tucks Danny in and sings him a beautiful lullaby, while Jack recalls his own abusive childhood. Danny utters the word, "Red rum," which Wendy dismisses as a reference to the book.
A week or so later, Jack discovers a scrapbook in the basement that reveals more about the hotel's infamous past. He becomes fixated on the hotel's history and finds an invitation to New Year's Eve masked ball, sparking his imagination.
Wendy and Danny return from the doctor, and Wendy expresses her concerns about Jack's obsession with the hotel. She suggests leaving, but Jack dismisses her worries.
In early November, Wendy is awakened by strange noises, and Danny runs into their bedroom in a panic. Jack investigates the hotel and finds a dog mask and a croquet mallet in the ballroom. Despite being shaken, he reassures Wendy.
In late November, Danny finally enters room 217, a room Halloran told him not to enter. Meanwhile, a ranger on the CB radio warned Jack of an upcoming blizzard. Jack hears his father's voice telling him to kill his family and smashes the radio with the mallet. Wendy rushes in and discovers that Jack has destroyed their only means of communication.
Danny is found with wet clothes, bruises, and lipstick marks on his face. Jack vows to protect his family as the hotel's ghosts appear to Danny. Danny calls out for Halloran as snow begins to fall.
Act 2 begins one day in early December. Jack goes to the basement for boiler maintenance and encounters the ghost of Grady, who was the previous caretaker who killed his family and himself, and he encourages Jack to discipline Danny. Grady invites Jack to a masked ball.
Danny warns his mother that something is wrong with his father. Wendy tries to calm him down, but Danny calls out for Halloran.
Jack enters the ballroom and orders drinks from the ghost, Lloyd, the bartender. The partygoers sing, all ghosts, and Jack collapses. Wendy finds him and tries to help him upstairs. While he tries to strangle her, she knocks him out with a bottle and locks him in the pantry.
Wendy and Danny leave the kitchen, but Grady helps Jack escape from the pantry.
Wendy tries to convince Danny that the ghosts aren't real and all will be fine, and Jack attacks Wendy with a mallet, but she cuts him with the razor and locks herself and Danny in the caretaker's quarters.
The ghosts appear to Jack, instructing him to dispose of Wendy. Meanwhile, Halloran approaches the hotel on a snowcat.
Halloran enters the hotel, but Jack strikes him with the mallet. Jack corners Danny, but Danny stands up to him. The ghosts chastise Jack, warning him about the impending boiler explosion.
And to find out the magnificent ending to this opera, be sure to check out Atlanta Opera's The Shining. Once again, I'm soprano Kelly Caduce.
And I'm soprano Kirsten Piper Brown. Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of the Atlanta Opera Podcast, Blink Opera.
If you enjoyed learning more about composer Paul Moravec and librettist Mark Campbell's The Shining, please rate and review this podcast on Apple Podcasts. It's a great way for more people like you to find out about our content.
And don't forget to follow the Atlanta Opera Podcast for more great episodes.